Hello?
Oh, hi, Clarence. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am fantastic. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for sending in the text. That was some smart. Then someone would get back to you right away this morning, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's going on?
I know they were asking about the payment for this month, but
yes.
I'm not sure how we're going to go about moving forward. I'm not getting enough jobs and to kind of sustain it like this.
Okay. So I think what happened is in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I do see that you have a lot of extra bells and whistles on your account, and you're doing the Google guaranteed, and you're, you know, paying for some separate leads. But with this part of the subscription, this is the part that keeps your business on the first page locally in the Google Maps, and does all the directories and the website and the hosting and the whole 9 yards.
The problem is I'm not coming up on the first page. That's what I'm saying. The things that I was told that will happen since I signed up, that never happened. I'm not on the first page. If you look me up, I don't come up on the first page. I'm supposed to be getting calls in, you know, but I might get a handful of calls per month. So I definitely understand what you're saying, but nothing that I was told what happened has happened. You know, I'm not on the first page when you search on Google. I don't get the business organically or through Google leads. So
I'm really surprised because I'm looking at your dashboard and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,883 times, and you've had 94 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So do you...
Even if you take that, say 96, if you take 96 through, I signed up like early January, I take it as 96 actions is somebody trying to reach out, but 96 over 6 months is not a lot.
Right. But it is a second step that Google tracks that people take to find you, right? So usually if they're clicking on your site or they're clicking to call you, they're doing that for a reason. You know what I mean? So that's all that I'm saying. But where do you want to go from here? I mean, is your intention to, you know, kind of voice your dissatisfaction and then possibly cancel the program? Or are you wanting to continue and we, you know, maybe take off the Google guaranteed ads, or what are your thoughts there? Because you're probably paying a lot of money in lead fees too, right? It says here, let's see, your leads are $24 each
when yes, they ma'am.
When they contact you through the Google guaranteed.
Yeah, and even the last few was people that found me before, or people I worked with before, but was using Google leads to reach back out to me. So I had to give them my direct number, so I would stop getting charged for them reaching me through that format. You know?
I see. That's frustrating. I can report that to that department, and if you have the actual names and numbers, hopefully they could get you credited back for those. Because those Google guaranteed leads, they're supposed to be exclusive and they're supposed to be new customers. So that's the nice thing about working with those, is that we have a department that monitors it. And if, you know, situations like that happen, you're supposed to get credited back for it. But you know, one thing I would recommend, Clarence, just looking at your account, is to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing, because you're coming up on the first page when I Google electrical contractor for Heath, Texas. But there's companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and yours doesn't. So sometimes that will affect your conversion. So I'm going to send you an email that says learn how to get more reviews, and it will help you with that. It's pretty cool the way it works, because it will say, you know, thank you for using Veteran Electrical, and if you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then, oh, wait, my bad. You have 8 5-star reviews on there now. That's good. Okay, I'm just looking at it now.
I should. Oh,
yeah, Mildred, Joel, Fern, and A Rocket Moving. Good, okay. So I'll still send you this email, Clarence, because if you get a little 5-star here and there, it always helps you with a higher conversion. So that way you'll have it just in case you need it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So did you need a little bit more time on the past due balance, or what are your thoughts there?
No, because it kind of, because I'm not sure if I talked to you about the account before, Tina. Is this our first time going over stuff?
Yes, this is our first time. It looks like you had been talking to Ruben in customer support and and Catherine. So it was Ruben, yeah. Catherine, and Ivan you were speaking with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and the reason I bring it up is I had someone, another company kind of, you know, doing the same thing as y'all guys when I switched over.
Yes.
But with the last group, you know, I was coming up on the first page, but I didn't have to get specific to say, like you said, I came up on first page on electrical contractors in Heath, Texas, but some people could just bring up electricians near me or electricians in Dallas, electricians in Texas, and we were coming up on the first page. You didn't really have to get specific on the location for us to come up on the first page. We was either the top three all the time, and plus we was getting at least a minimum of like 60 calls a month. I mean, the price and overhead was high on it, but you know, with 60 calls, it was paying for itself. We know we switched over this year because, you know, Danny reached out and he was like, we can provide the same thing at a lower price. And pretty much since then the first time that I looked up and we were on the first page, but I had to look up electrical contractors in Heath, Texas. So if I just say electrical contractors near me, I wouldn't even come up on the first page. And I'm in, you know, in Rockwell right now. And, you know, so we had to get real specific for us to come on the first page. And like you said, we had 90 actions and it was July, so this is pushing our 7th month. But 90 actions is not kind of equaling up to the calls. And even those 90 actions were calls, 90 actions, 90 calls in 6 months is not, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major drop off.
So I want to let you know that there's what's called an explicit search and an implied search. Okay. So mm-hmm. I had to put electrical contractor Heath, Texas, because I'm in California, right? So if mm-hmm. I didn't explicitly put what I was looking for, then, you know, Google would recognize that I'm looking for an electrical contractor and they would find ones near me, right? But if you're in the area and you're close to Heath, you don't have to put electrical contractor Heath. You just put in electrician or wiring or electrical contractor, whatever it is you need. And Google recognizes the IP address and you should still come up. Now, you are PIN verified for the Heath address. So that's where your starting point would be. So let's say that you're like, oh, I want to service Austin or I want to service Dallas or what have you. You can do that by doing some Google AdWords, which are the pay-per-click ads. But if not, you have to have a physical address in those locations in order to be PIN verified on the map there, if that makes sense. So Google does that to protect a small business from having a large corporation trying to come into their backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally in the maps is to have an address there. Now, that's not to say that you'll only be coming up in Heath, because definitely you can come up in the surrounding areas, you know, based on the strong dominant internet presence that we've given you, but you can't have a listing in the maps in a certain area unless you have an address there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and we have an address in Heath. But
right, that's
before,
where you're verified.
Yes, ma'am, but even before, I mean, even we signed up with y'all, it's the same information. But we were still, like, we were getting calls out of state because we were coming up some of the top three in other states. You know, I mean, that didn't happen often. You know, it happened a handful of times, but, you know, we were coming up. People said, oh, yeah, you were the first company that came up, and they were out of state, and this happened. So I said, oh, that's pretty cool, you know. But the only thing I'm saying is it was the same information that, you know, we were listed. You know, all, like I said, we didn't have to get a specific location. We were just
I think that's because when you signed up with us, initially, mm-hmm. you did have Google advertising included with your subscription. So what that does is it shows that the invoice that you paid back in January, it had mm-hmm. $100 worth of Google ads on it. And then you paid another $100 worth of ads for the March payment. I'm just trying to see when those ads came off. And then you paid another $100 worth of ads in April, okay? And I think after that, that's when the ads stopped. But what happens with those ads, that extra $100 you were paying us, is we send it directly to Google, and then we set a cap at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting an unexpected bill, but also ensure that that $100 will stretch throughout the whole month. So each morning the ads go up in all the designated areas, that's free. So for you, it must have been set at a radius, which is why you were getting calls from other states, which, like you say, was kind of cool at the time. But we can set it as a radius, or we can set it where we target certain locations. But, you know, each morning those ads go up, all of that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, so let's say your, you know, pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day max budget, after three people click on you, you're going to rotate off and somebody else will rotate on. And that's how, like I say, we protect you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month.
So what you're saying, so technically what you're sounding like, what you're saying is what I was getting before I switched over, because the results I'm telling you, I never got those results with Google Splash. I was with the other company when I was getting those calls from like out of state and being the top in Texas.
Oh, so it wasn't this year. It wasn't like around January, March, or April, right? It was prior to that?
No. Yeah, January is when I switched over, and that's when we got off the top three. We were no longer on the first page anymore. You know, we didn't get those per month anymore, and that's kind of what the problem was. I'm like, I didn't mind the drop off in January, but we still had, you know, from the previous year, we had the business to kind of push us through January and even February. But
yeah.
I was like, okay, that picked back up, we're going to be fine. But the thing is, it never picked back up. And, you know, I was always told, hey, give it another week, give it another month, blah, blah, blah. But we never got those results from where I was at before. And now here we are in July, and I'm like, it's like I'm just paying and I'm not seeing those results. Like I said, this is the first time I actually searched, and you say electrical contractor in Heath, but I had to get real specific. And we came up, and I think we were like the third just now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not getting the business to sustain ourselves through the Google. Like I said, even with the Google, you know, I did the Google listing, and I think we maybe had a handful of calls last month, even through the Google thing, the
mm-hmm.
Google app or wherever it may be. But that's not even, I mean, this is supposed to sustain us or have a flow of of cause to sustain us, you know, business wise, and we never got that through this whole time. You know, the bill isn't the problem. The fact is, I would just be paying another month and not getting the business to sustain it. You know, it's just pretty much now, it's just a bill.
Well, what I would do, honestly, is maybe discontinue the Google Guaranteed ads, because you were paying for leads, $24 a lead for a certain people that already, like you said, knew you, and they clicked on it, so you got charged. You can send that information over to me, and I'll have that department work on getting you credited back for that. But in the meantime, I could also tell them to put your leads on pause so that you don't get any more of those $24 leads, you know, and then just keep that $129 package going, because if you calculate that out over 30 days, you're only paying $4.30 a day to keep that aspect of the program going. And it's mm-hmm. worth it to still have, you know, the first page placement on Google and Bing and the website and the hosting and all of the directories and the optimization. I mean, if you tried to figure that all out for yourself, it would cost you much more than $4.30 a day just in your time and energy spent, you know, with that mm-hmm. local optimization. So that's what I would do, is, you know, get that information over to me. I'll tell them to put your guaranteed ads on pause. And then in the meantime, I would, you know, keep that $129 aspect going. And one thing I could do for you on the back end, Clarence, is mm-hmm. I can push the next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. So, you know, I'd have to collect the past due one from July 1st, because that one's past due. But rather than you being charged again on August 1st, I could push that next billing out to August 15th. And that way, you know, you have plenty of time to hopefully get those, you know, $24 credits back applied to you. And then maybe you want to reinstate the Google Guaranteed at that point and get some more leads, you know. But we can definitely, you know, at least get that piece of the puzzle taken care of for you.
Oh, okay. And I guess my question is, because what is the past due? I guess that's my first question. How much is the past?
It's just for $129.
Okay, and that's no worries, because I'm not really very worried about that. My only issue is if he giving me the listing, and I guess mm-hmm. that's my issue, because I am not listed. Like you said, that if I don't go in the Pacific, I guess what I am looking for is to be mm-hmm. listed, but I don't want to have to go into specific. Like, say somebody don't live in Heath. They're just looking for an electrician in Dallas. And they're in Dallas, and they just say, electrician's near me. We are not going to come up on that page.
Correct. So
the only way for us to come up if they say Heath specifically, and I think that's my issue, because not too many people are going to put electrical contracts or electricians, or however they want to word it, for electricians in Heath. Even the people in Heath are electricians near.
Well, let me explain something to you. Let's say that I'm in Sunnyvale or I'm in Mesquite, for example, and I'm searching for an electrician, and you're in Heath, right? But because we're giving you the most dominant internet presence locally, you could still come up on my search. So there could be electricians in Sunnyvale or Mesquite, for example, that have, you know, are closer to the person, but they have a weak internet presence. So what happens is, when somebody does that search, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. So that's what mm-hmm. I'm saying, is just because you're PIN verified in Heath, that doesn't necessarily mean that you would only be found from searches in Heath. That you could be being found from outskirting areas, but it's a lot easier to spiderweb out from a larger metropolitan city like Dallas and go and spiderweb out into the smaller surrounding communities than it is to start from Heath and try to expect to go into Dallas, because in Dallas there's probably tens of thousands of electrical contractors that are PIN verified, right? So that's the challenge there, is that it's very difficult to spiderweb from a smaller city into a larger, but that's not to say that you're exclusively only coming up in Heath, because how it works is on population density, keyword popularity, the industry that you're in. So the easiest way I could explain that is, let's say that I'm a taxi cab company and I'm in New York City, right? I might get on the maps and have a very condensed 5-block radius because there's tens of thousands of taxi cab companies in New York City. But if I'm an art gallery out in Idaho, I might be found in a several hundred mile range because there's not that many art galleries in Idaho, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all depending on the end user. So, you know, that's why I'm saying you could definitely be found from the outskirting areas. You're not exclusively only coming up for Heath, but all of that is dependent on, you know, how many other companies in the area are verified under that category, what the keyword popularity is, the population density. So that all varies from business to business.
Oh, okay. And I guess that's the kind of the, and I do definitely agree with you. The thing is, we were already like what you're saying, we were doing that. The only reason we're not doing that anymore is, and I hate to kind of use that as a pinpoint, because it stopped when I switched over. We were pinging third in Dallas, pinging, you know, well, I should say the top three in Dallas, the top three in Arlington, you know, the top three in Austin, Houston. Like I had, you know, while I was there in January, I was going to try to expand in Houston. And, you know, I have, people I work with in Houston, and I just have them to do search just to see where we were come up. And we were even at the top three in Houston. That's 4 hours from our location. So what you're saying is correct, but that's exactly what was happening. And the kind of thing is, I was asking Danny, I said, hey, Danny, we are pinging top three not only in Dallas, I mean, not just in our local area, we're in Dallas and Houston and Austin. And, you know, we're coming up and we're listed. I say I don't mind switching over as long as that can maintain and we can maintain the business coming in. And that was my big thing. He said, yeah, we can do that. And the problem is that never happened.
Okay. I'm just putting some notes in here.
Like I don't like you're saying, yes, you're right. You know, trying to maintain and doing all that is definitely time consuming and nothing that I can really do. Only thing that I'm looking for is, and like I said, I don't mind the 129. I don't mind any price, technically, long as it's actually
doing. Does it work? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like you're saying, the 129, I don't mind the 129, but if I'm paying it and I do a search, I want the company to come at least on the first page, but we're not coming on the first page. Like you said, well, the first time I actually saw it on the first, very specific, like, you know, electrical contractor in Heath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't do that specifically, then, in which most people won't do that. They would just say near me. And if you change that electrical contractor, even if I do it right now, and I just did electrical contractor near me, we won't populate on that first page. And you know, we might populate on the second page, but people don't go to that second page. If they're not on the first page, they won't go that far.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there. So, well, I took some good notes here. Do you remember when you were with that other company, how much you were paying per month?
Yes, ma'am. I was roughly paying like 15.
Okay. So I think that's probably why you were coming up in the top three in Dallas and Austin and Houston, because people ask me sometimes, you know, Tina, can I be found in the entire northeastern region of my state, or can I be in several cities across my state? And the answer is yes, but you have to pay for it, right? So it could be with those companies, you had an AdWords only campaign where, like I explained, with a $100 budget, you get a $3 a day cap. So with a, let's see, $1,500 a day budget, you would get a $45 a day cap. So you would have a lot bigger budget to show your ad in the top three in Dallas and Austin and Houston. You know, that doesn't mean that that ad would never rotate off, because it would once you hit that $45, you know, per day cap, but you would be on there a lot longer each day before that happens. And then if you didn't get to a $45 day, then that budget rolls over to the next day. So that, you know, a lot of people call us and they start with $100 of ads, and then they say, can I increase them to 500 or 1,000 or 1,500? You know, you can always do that. But I think that that's probably why you were, you know, showing up always when you checked in those areas, is you had a pretty large ad budget at the time.
Oh, okay. And the reason that, you know, again, I switched, because when Danny reached out, he was like, oh, okay, you know, we can do that for $250. So that was the advertising that came to me. Like, oh, we can do the same thing, but at a way, you know, reduced price. And he was telling me that you can do it for the $250 or whatever I paid for the January. I was told that it can. And so, you know, I definitely agree with you on that, but I was told the reason I switched, I mean, I'm not going to pay a reduced price and then don't get the results and then be wondering why. You know, I would just stay where I was at, but I was told that, hey, we can do the same thing, but it wasn't the case.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, the only thing I see that you paid in January for the $250 was the Google Guaranteed application fee. And then the other part of the subscription was $249, but that only included $100 worth of ads.
Well, I didn't get the breakdown of what that was. I was just told that we could do the same thing for that price. That's why I switched over.
I see.
You know, so I was told something and it wasn't the case. That's why every time I talk to somebody, I'm like, hey, this is not happening. I'm not doing this, because I was told that it was supposed to be the same thing. Like, oh, we can do that for this price. I'm like, okay, you can. Roger.
All right. Yeah, that's very frustrating. So I'm putting that in your notes right now. So client was told at point of sale that although he was paying $1,500 in Google Ads with another company, that we could do the same performance for $250, right?
Yeah, and that's what I was told, so.
Yeah, I'm going to actually look into that call, or I'll have quality assurance look into that call and definitely put Danny through some more training, because I don't know, maybe he didn't understand what you were saying or something of that nature. You know, maybe he thought you were saying like, oh, can I be found in Dallas, Austin, and Houston doing the Google Guaranteed ads? And, you know, you can if you set those at a radius, but that doesn't mean that you'll be up there, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks, because all of that requires a budget, you know. So I'll go back and at least have quality assurance, you know, listen to the call and kind of see what happened and how, you know, he possibly got confused, you know.
Yeah,
but
same questions that maybe a few times. Like I
right.
said, I got military, so I got to, you know, you got to break things down. You know, I'm not saying that I had to break things out like that to Danny, but just to make sure people understand what you're coming from. So I asked the same questions a few times before I signed up. I said, hey, Danny, I'm listed already. I'm in the top three. Every time we search, I'm getting like 50 calls a day. I mean, not a day, but a month, you know. I don't mind the drop off because, you know, it's tight time to when you switch to pick things back up. But I'm only switching if that can be maintained.
Right.
That's what we were at that time. I say, if y'all can do that at that price, I don't mind switching. But this is where we at. Can you know, say, yeah, you just got to build back up. Say, okay.
So my question to you is, do you feel more comfortable because it wasn't explained to you, or it wasn't fulfilled what you thought? You know, you had asked several times we could do, and then obviously that can't be done with the type of budget that we have, right? So would you feel more comfortable just canceling the program and going back to that other company and running ads through them? Because, I mean, 50 calls a day, I mean, that's pretty impressive. I would think that I said a day, but 50, 60 a month, I mean, that's pretty impressive. You were probably getting a solid return out of that, you know? That's one option. Or another option would be to, you know, throw a little bit more money into Google Ads with this program, and we could start running them in Dallas, Houston, and Austin, and you can kind of track it and see how you're going. You know, I don't want you to go gung-ho overnight and spend $1,500 like you used to, you know, but you might say, you know, oh, I'll take care of the $129 and I'll put an extra $300 worth of ads in, you know. And if we do that, then you could get, you know, some traction in those big cities that you used to have and kind of, you know, see, like, you know, I'm not spending $1,500 a month, so I might not get 60 calls a month. But, hey, if I get 20, 30, I can get a solid return out of that on top of what I'm already getting from the local map optimization, you know. And then rather than paying $24 a lead for that Google Guaranteed program, we could put that all on hold right now until they figure out, you know, which leads they can credit you back for.
Okay, now I have a question, because I think the even get that started was like 330 or whatever, and I know I didn't use 330 of that because we didn't have the calls volume come in. You know, we probably had, I think I got it in like June or late May, but we probably got maybe two or three.
I don't monitor that part of the program, but I do see that there was an invoice for $313 that was charged on May 27th. And then, on May 27th. And then on June 10th, an extra $24 was charged. So it seems to me, I mean, just looking at this, and like I said, I don't handle that part of the program. I could, you know, have that person call you. But it seems to me like you had already received the 13 leads that were included in the 313, and there was an extra one that came in for 24. But if there isn't, then that should roll over to the next month. I'm just wondering why they charged an extra 24 on June 10th, right? So
it looks like that what it was explained to me was – that, you know, it was at 313, but one lead came in, and I had to pay for that lead to bring it back up to the 313. So it would have been 313 for the whole, that next month. So that one lead, the 24 I had to pay that to bring it back up to 313.
Thanks for explaining that. I don't understand how that would work, but like I said, I don't handle that part, but I can have that person call you, Clarence. Because, you know, I would think if you pay 313, you get the leads included in the 313 before you have to pay more, you know. But they said you have to pay $24 to get it back up. I don't understand how that works, but I could definitely, you know, get with that department and figure that out. But, you know, what I want to do is, you know, make you happy and get you back to the same kind of performance that you had before. So, you know, that's why I was suggesting, you know, put a little bit more money into the ads when you can, and I think that that will help you.
Oh, okay. But the reason I brought that one back up, because as of right now, as I know of, I just got or had 313 sitting there that hasn't been.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but like I said, I can double check with that department if you like. We offer it like you know, when we call out, but it is such a new program with us. We only know like the basics of it, and then we have that department that specializes in it. So that's where, you know, I'll ask them and say, you know, does this guy have like $313 sitting there that hasn't been used? And then if he puts that part of the program on hold, then what happens to that 313, right? Can we credit it then towards Google Ads, or does it just sit there until he reinstates? You know, that's what I want to try to, you know, figure out on your behalf.
Yeah, and that'd be outstanding because, again, I put money in that, but we haven't had the lead flow on that in either.
Right. So that's why, you know, I wanted to look into that for you.
Yeah, and that's my only thing. So I don't mind. The answer, I guess, to be more direct to answer your question, I don't mind keeping the program going, but we just need the return, you know, the return on our investment, because right now we're not getting that. So right now, even if I pay the 129, we're just paying 129. We're not getting any organic. I think the 129, you know, for that, forgive me for, optimization.
Optimization. Yep. And the site and all that for the Heath, location.
Yes, ma'am. But that's supposed to bring in organic calls. Like I said, you know, maybe because the budget is low, and I don't mind, because I was even saying, like, hey, even when I paid, you seen the May 27th, I was asking, if I'm going to continue on, we need to put money into somewhere where we're going to be getting, you know, the funds for it. And they was like, okay, instead of doing the 129, the payment got pushed back to the July 1st. They was like, okay, just put money into the Google side, and that should have the call volume coming in. But that didn't even happen. Like I said, we only had a handful of calls. I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to look those up. I mean, you don't know the Google side, but I'm sure you'll be able to see at least the calls coming in. And not even that brought calls in. So that's the question I'm having. I mean, I don't just want to be putting in money in something and not getting a return on it, because then it's just a bill, just an overhead.
Right. Right. I understand. So when you had paid the three separate increments of $100 for the ads, it yielded 3,090 impressions and 96 clicks to your site. So it looks like that portion of the program was working very well for you. I don't know why that was ever even taken off of your subscription, because based on what you were getting, I would have kept it on there. The last impression was on April 24th. So that must have been when that last $100 ran out. And then, you know, it went to just the 129 package. So what I would do is, you know, I recommend doing maybe 300 of ads, but if, you know, you want to keep things more cost effective, just reinstate it with the $100 of ads on there like you had initially. Because that at least was giving you more bang for your buck out of what you're getting now. And those impressions, they were coming from Dallas, Plano, Irving, Garland, Richardson, Frisco, McKinney, Carrollton. There's 56 different areas where you're being found with those ads. So we can reinstate it with the same type of radius if you like, or we could say, hey, just run the ads in Dallas, Houston, Austin, and, you know, we can see how that goes. But, you know, you definitely were getting a much bigger reach in putting that extra $100 worth of ads on.
Roger that. I guess right now, if it's possible, if you're able to see what's going on with that, as far as the funds with the Google Ads, and it's possible, for as far as I know, that is in the contract, so that can be stopped at any time. And I don't mind putting that to the other side, but, you know, if I just got funds sitting there, so like I said, we're not really getting any Google calls in. So,
okay.
As far as I know, funds sitting there.
Yeah. I'll check with that department and see if that's possible. And then in the meantime, do you want to take care of the 129, or do you want to do that after we figure this out?
After that, figure that out.
Okay.
Like I said, because I'll put all that on the side you're talking about, then, you know, instead of being $100, there'd be a few hundred, and you know,
right?
You know, that should definitely help out. And I'm like, okay, I'm on my end. I'll, you know, we'll move that there, and I'll take care of the 129. So that's no biggie, but I won't at least have that figured out, you know.
Okay, so let me get with that department and see what's going on with that $313 credit that's sitting there, and if it can be applied towards Google Ads, and then we just discontinue that Google Guaranteed program for now, and we can see if that works a little bit better. If not, if you have a $313 credit sitting there, I'd want them to start ramping up those Google Guaranteed ads, at least in Dallas, Austin, and Houston for you, so that you can start getting something on those too. So I'll look into that, and then I'll get back to you within the next day or so, okay?
Roger that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to explain everything to me, Clarence. We'll try to figure this all out, and then I'll be talking to you within the next couple of days. So if you have any questions in the meantime, you can feel free to call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it, Tina. And quick question, because I know it's the Paradise Outdoor Living LLC that was the last one kind of really, and I think they called like twice. How do I send that to that when you call back?
Oh, so you can send it over here. I'm going to send you my email on a text message. So just reply to that, and then I can send it to the appropriate department, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my email is a little tricky. It's my first initial and my last name. So it's ttogafow@localsplash.com. But I just sent it to you on a text message, so you can just reply to that email, and then I'll forward it when I get it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sounds good. All right, thank you for explaining everything, and I'll be talking to you shortly.
Yes, ma'am, I appreciate it.
No problem, Clarence. Have a good day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.